As China gets a handle on the outbreak, the blame game between the U.S. and China gets sharper. Here's President Trump earlier today talking about the spread.
And if people would have known about it, it could have been stopped in place. It could have been stopped right where it came from, China.
Susan Rice thinks that sort of rhetoric is increasingly dangerous. Rice was a national security advisor under President Obama and also his ambassador to the United Nations. Rice says this is a global fight.
Well, Marco, the reality is that a pandemic, by definition, is a global phenomenon. And it, as we have seen, can arise in any one far corner of the world and spread to another. And putting up walls, halting commerce, halting travel, can potentially slow the spread. But as we're seeing here in the United States, as the president brags about his brilliance in stopping flights from China, it hasn't, in fact, prevented the widespread outbreak here in the United States. And so because it is a global phenomenon, it ultimately is going to require global action to tamp it down.
Even the EU, though, which we thought was a unified body, has retreated into its own kind of traditional nation states. What alternatives do you see right now? Because ultimately, in a crisis with limited resources, isn't each nation's government responsible for protecting only its people?
Yes, of course it is. But the reality is that while we might focus internally in the short term, unless we are able to cooperate globally in the medium to long term, we may shut it down in China or shut it down, you know, in South Korea. But if it, you know, springs up in Africa or springs up in India, it's just going to start another global wave.
You are UN ambassador. Isn't that where this kind of sharing should be taking place right now?
It's certainly one venue where it might be taking place. It's, you know, remarkable to me that in contrast to 2014, when we were dealing with the Ebola epidemic, which obviously was a different sort of a disease, but one that had the world quite rightly scared and cost tens of lives in West Africa, we used the United Nations under President Obama. We convened a summit with the UN Secretary General at the United Nations and brought countries together to spur their collective response. It was a collective action. In the past, the United Nations Security Council has convened around disease threats, including the HIV/AIDS threat back in 2000. So it's not unheard of or unprecedented for that to happen. And yet, when you have a leadership in Washington and in the White House that seems to disdain collective action, even disparage cooperation with our allies, that seems to be the last thing that would occur to them is to use institutions like the United Nations or to draw on the capacity of the World Health Organization, which has its failings, but in this case has seemingly well outperformed the United States government and its ability to help countries respond.
So the two big players on the global scene right now, the U.S. and China, are sounding increasingly hostile towards one another, and not a good thing to happen in the middle of this pandemic. Here's President Trump at yesterday's press conference responding to a reporter's question about who he thinks was to blame for this crisis.
I don't think. I know where it came from. I don't know if you'd say China's to blame. Certainly we didn't get an early run on it. It would have been helpful if we knew about it earlier. But it comes from China, and it's not a question about that. Nobody's questioning that.
Ambassador Rice, do you think Beijing and Washington are experiencing some kind of seismic change here, or do the two governments need each other too much for that to happen?
Well, I think this is a moment of dangerous friction and mutual recrimination that frankly needs to stop. You know, for the president of the United States and those around him to race bait and brand this a Chinese virus or a Wuhan flu or other offensive terms like that is completely inappropriate and unhelpful and unacceptable. It is the case that the virus originated in China. It's also the case that the 2009 H1N1 flu virus, which was extremely deadly globally, originated in North America, as did, I understand, the so-called Spanish flu back in 1918. So there's no advantage in recrimination about where it began. The issue is how do we deal with it? And we have reasons to be critical with how China dealt with it in the early stages, no doubt. But people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. The administration's response to the coronavirus in this country, its delay, its denial, its deception, and now its utter incompetence to deal with critical things like testing, like getting medical supplies, personal protective equipment, ventilators, and the like, urgently out to those hospitals that need them. We all need to focus on the imperative of dealing with this crisis, the health crisis and the economic crisis, and realize that over the long run, we're not going to deal with either in isolation.
So what happens? What are the risks if this blame game continues? Like economically, what are the repercussions, do you think?
Well, for better or for worse, our two economies are the largest in the world. They're deeply intertwined. Our supply chains are intertwined. Our technologies are intertwined. And as much as some on both sides may have a fantasy of decoupling our economies, I don't believe that that's feasible. It's certainly not desirable because at the end of the day, that will leave us in competition for smaller slices of a global pie, and each of us will be poorer as a result. So we've got to get through this crisis. We've got to minimize the vitriol and the hostile rhetoric on both sides. You know, China is also taking advantage of this moment while the United States is flailing and turning inward and showing absolutely no global leadership. Even though President Trump is the leader this year of the G7, he's not doing any of the things that we've done in the past. You know, President Bush, President Obama convened the G20 in 2007 and 2008 and 2009 to deal with the global economic crisis. We have led consistently in the past, and now we have a president who believes it's every man, every country for himself, and you know that may be politically appealing, but it's practically deadly, and it won't succeed. So we need to get back to the business of recognizing that these solutions, at the end of the day, both economically and from a global health perspective, are going to require countries to work together.
Finally, Ambassador, President Trump is calling himself a wartime president. Trump says a lot of things, but using the label wartime president, why does that matter?
I'm not particularly interested in how he wants to market himself. I'm interested in whether he's going to finally step up and lead decisively, dispassionately, responsibly, credibly, and get to the American people the medical and economic relief that we need to get through this crisis together.
Ambassador Susan Rice, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Marco.
Susan Rice was a national security advisor under President Obama and also the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.